Нам не зашкодить чарка вина, будьмо здорові, пимо до дна, будьмо здорові, пимо до дна, нам не зашкодить чарочка вина, будьмо здорові, пимо до дна, нам не зашкодить чарочка вина.
Дин-да-ля, чудесні поля, дин-да-ля, дин-да-ля, веселя, дин-да-ля, дин-да-ля, чудесні поля, веселя, дин-да-ля, дин-да-ля, чудесні поля. Нам не зашкодить чарка вина, будьмо здорові, пиймо до дна, будьмо здорові, пиймо до дна. Нам не зашкодить чарка вина, будьмо здорові, пиймо до дна. Гей, нам не зашкодить чарка вина. Бум-бум грим, бубен є бубняр, а за ним тьохну сопілкар. Запитай про любов мою, він повіє коломийкою. Запитай про любов мою, він повіє коломийкою.
Нам не зашкодить чарка вина, будьмо здорові, пиймо до дна, будьмо здорові, пиймо до дна.
Гей!
Нам не зашкодить чарочка вина, будьмо здорові, пиймо до дна.
Гей!
Нам не зашкодить чарочка вина.
Нам не зашкодить чарка вина, будьмо здорові, пиймо до дна, будьмо здорові, пиймо до дна. Гей, нам не зашкодить чарочка вина, будьмо здорові, пиймо до дна. Гей, нам не зашкодить чарочка вина, нам не зашкодить чарочка вина, нам не зашкодить чарочка вина.
And Picardiska Terzia from Ukraine from their first anthology, and that was Veselny Marsh, the Wedding March. And special thanks to my colleague in Ottawa, Irina Bell, for sharing that a collection of Picardiska Terzia, and I'll be sharing that with you in tune in the weeks and months ahead. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння. При мікрофоні Павліна, дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Ми маємо дуже цікаві новини на сьогоднішній програмі. Hello there and welcome to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio here on AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver. I'm Pavlina and I'm delighted to have you with me, and I'm delighted to be back home again from my travels 2 weeks and a little bit out in the Far East in Ontario, Ottawa and Toronto to be precise. And I've got some great stories and great clips of my excellent adventure out there. So stay tuned for that as well. We'll have a recipe and other items of interest, as well as great Ukrainian music. And coming up next, a tune by a favorite group here on Nash Holos from Toronto, who I saw live performing on the street there at the Toronto Ukrainian Festival last month. Here they are from their second CD, Vecherenitsi, which means evening party, and a traditional Ukrainian folk song. What else from Zubirivka? Here they are now with Ivanku.
Ivanku, Ivanku, z toho boku jarku, z toho boku jarku.
Foresight and generosity of its donors, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been investing in the future of the Ukrainian-Canadian community for the past 50 years. Since 1963, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been funding initiatives that strengthen our Ukrainian-Canadian identity and enhance our Ukrainian-Canadian cultural heritage. These include fine and performing artists and arts groups, museums, cultural centers, education, as well as authors, journalists, and the Ukrainian-Canadian media, including this program. The foundation strives to become the premier not-for-profit foundation in a Canada which acknowledges the Ukrainian-Canadian community as a fundamental component of Canadian society. Nash Holis listeners are encouraged to support this vision through continued donations into the future. To apply for grants, make a donation, or for more information, contact the Shevchenko Foundation at 204-944-9128, toll-free 1-866-524-5314, or visit shevchenkofoundation.com. And now, Ukrainian Food Flair with Sylvia Molnar. Tips for Ukrainian cooking.
Hello. Mushrooms are a huge part of Ukrainian cuisine. There are many, many great recipes for fresh and dried mushrooms. Dried mushrooms of wild species are highly prized by connoisseurs because they are exceptionally rich in flavor and aroma. There is no taste and no flavor quite like that of cooked dried mushrooms. A few of them will change a commonplace dish into a gourmet specialty. It's good to have some dried mushrooms on hand to enhance the flavor of soups, sauces, and various meat dishes, and other dishes too. In Ukraine, traditionally, mushroom picking is a family activity. I saw many families doing just that when I was in Ukraine 2 years ago. One day, driving through the Carpathian Mountains, we saw families selling baskets of freshly picked mushrooms. We bought baskets of them and took them to the nearest restaurant called the Sunflower, where the chef cooked them for us with cream. That's real cream. Unbelievable. Seldom do we encounter such good fortune, but it's a good thing to have mushroom powder on hand for the convenience as well as the flavor. It's a good substitute for fresh mushrooms when we are in a hurry. Just add a bit, about a teaspoon, to your gravy or soup pot. Here's a tip. for mushroom powder that is so easy to use. So, to store-bought dried mushrooms, just pound them into a fine powder in a food processor, a mortar, called a makitra in Ukrainian, or in a sturdy cloth bag. Sift through a fine sieve and use as desired. I especially like to add mushroom powder, as well as fresh, to bread stuffing for chicken and all kinds of gravies and soups. Try it. It's Ukrainian.
Thanks, Sylvia, for sharing your Ukrainian culinary expertise on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio.
Баба по пітеньки, а кіт свої посушив, бабо ним негенькі, а кіт свої посушив, бабо ним негенькі. Баба по сніданку, кіт назбирав повний кіт, баба помож п'янку, кіт назбирав повний кіт, баба помож п'янку. Варив кіт на обід, гробів по момиску, баба свої під піночки зварила аж лишку, баба свої під піночки зварила аж лишку. Поїв кіт гробів та й попив водою, баба плаче, бо їй голод не дає спокою, баба плаче, бо їй голод не дає спокою. Баба плаче, бо їй голод не дає спокою, а кіт собі попоїв, дай вуса рукою, а кіт собі попоїв, дай вуса рукою. Мені бабо, щоб ти йшла до мене, я все гречі попоїв, дай піду без тебе, я все гречі попоїв, дай піду без тебе.
And a bit of a blast from the past there. That was the Interlake Polka Kings, and that is from a CD, which is originally a vinyl recording made, oh, I think back in the 60s, I'm sure. And that was a song apropos to what you just heard previously, of course. That was Pisho Did Pohrebe, Grandpa Goes for Mushrooms. And continuing our trip down memory lane, this is a much more recent memory, just going back a few weeks, in fact, when I happened to be in Ottawa waiting for Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko to come out of Parliament and address the crowd on the steps of Parliament Hill. And just wandering around, I managed to come across a lovely young woman sitting on a bench there and commented on her embroidered shirt. A conversation came up as to where she was from. Was she from Ottawa? Yes, she just recently moved here from Montreal. And prior to that, she was from Saskatoon. And being a little slow on the uptake, I said, oh, you're a Westerner too. I said, maybe you heard of my radio program. And she says, I know you. I'm Carissa Klopuchak with Tutti Tom. I listen all the time. And I said, oh, and I play your music all the time. So we had this wonderful reunion and managed to get her on video. Here is the audio clip.
Hello to everybody at Nashville Lotus. It's a real pleasure to be here at the Parliament in Ottawa as President Poroshenko arrives before he delivers his address. It's going to be a very exciting day.
You didn't bring your violin?
I did not, but I brought my sopilka, and I'm always ready to sing, so you never know.
Okay, that's Tutti Tom for you.
Yes, exactly.
Carissa Kapusak, Tutti Tom.
Yes, nice to see you.
Carissa did mention that they're working on a fourth CD, and that we will be receiving it when it's ready. But for now, here's a tune from their third CD, and it is called Chorna Redka, the Black Radish.
Що буде, як він мене не візьме, як він мене не візьме, ой що буде, ой мамуню, що буде, як він мене не візьме, як він мене не візьме,
ой ой ой, ой мамуню, що то буде, що то буде, що то буде, болить мене попід груди, попід груди, попід груди,
ой мамуню, що буде, як він мене не візьме, як він мене не візьме, ой що буде, ой мамуню, що буде, як він мене не візьме, як він мене не візьме. Що буде, як він мене не візьме, як він мене не візьме, ой що буде, ой мамуню, що буде, як він мене не візьме, як він мене не візьме,
ой ой ой.
There were a lot of people at that rally from other parts of Canada. Many came from Toronto and Montreal and had the pleasure of meeting them. As well, there was myself. I'd come up for the Toronto Ukrainian Festival earlier and had actually planned a trip to Ottawa for a couple of days later. But when the announcement came in the middle of the festival that Petro Poroshenko would be coming to Ottawa on the Wednesday, I quickly changed my plans and came a couple of days earlier. And it was awesome to be able to be there. It was just an incredible experience. I was in the crowd to And I had a chance to actually shake the man's hand when he broke away and greeted all of the people at the rally when he was addressing us on the steps of Parliament after he made his address to the joint session inside Parliament. Now, I just happened to be very fortunate to be in that position there because my invitation to a reception inside the Parliament buildings and also to be in the gallery there to actually see the address live got waylaid. I received my invitation after the event occurred. So Irena and I saw Simon Kuklevsky from our sister program in Montreal. Both of them did get their invitations in time, and so they went ahead to the reception. And I was cooling my heels, as I mentioned, when I met Karisa Klepushchak and saw some other people as well. A bit of a disturbing sight was about four or five women who were wearing the St. George ribbons, and had some signs that at first they arrived and they were back to back, so you couldn't see what they said, and that was a bad omen, and it was. When they did put them out, they were actually anti-Ukrainian and pro-Putin, but they were just off to the side. They didn't make any problem. Everybody basically ignored them, and they eventually disappeared because they just, I guess, didn't quite fit in. At any rate, there were other people there, much happier encounters, including this one young fellow who was there from Edmonton. He was giving out Canadian flags, and I got him on tape as well, and I will hopefully get that up on the Nash Holos website or on Facebook or somewhere online. But here, in the meantime, here's the audio clip. Delightful young fellow on the steps of Parliament just shortly before Petro Poroshenko addressed the crowd.
My name is Volodymyr. I'm from Edmonton, Alberta. Like, I'm originally from Kyiv. I grew up in Kyiv, and I moved to Edmonton like 3 years ago to go to University of Alberta, and now I'm just traveling around Eastern Canada. And I heard about this event 3 days ago, and I decided that I should get involved.
Good for you. So who are you involved with? What organization?
Not organization at all. I went to Ukrainian Festival in Toronto.
Okay.
From 12 to 14, so September.
I probably saw you there.
Probably you did. And they told me it was going to be a huge event, so I decided to come and support Ukraine in our struggle for independence, I guess.
Fantastic. So tell me about the flags. You're draped in the Ukrainian flag.
Yes, it's the one actually from Maidan originally. Oh. I went to Kyiv in January and I bought it on Maidan as a Lezhnosti. And I'm carrying it with me ever since.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And you're giving out Canadian flags too.
Yes, I'm just giving everyone, so it'll be kind of show the support of Canadians, show the support of Canadian actions towards the help of Ukraine, because it probably can, is one of the biggest allies right now in the world. Oh, would you like that?
How about Ukrainian?
We just have Canadian.
Sorry. They only want support for Canada.
Okay. I just want to kind of create this ocean of red, white, yellow, and blue.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Volodymyr, and hopefully we'll see you out west when you come back out that way.
Probably. Thank you. Nice meeting you.
Чарки наливай, коли вип'ємо світ.
And from Toronto, that was Dunai from their second CD, Soundscape, and that was, of course, Vedmontoni in Edmonton, and that is going out to young Volodymyr, who was out handing out flags prior to the address by Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko on Parliament Hill in Ottawa. Ви слухаєте українську радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння на багатомовній радіостанції АМ 1320 у місті Ванкувері. And you're listening to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio on AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver. And that was a group from Winnipeg called Seach and a song called Back to the Seach, which certainly is where Ukraine has had to go most recently. And that was certainly confirmed by President Poroshenko when he came to Ottawa a few weeks ago to address the Canadian people and the Canadian Parliament. Prior to him making his address to the joint session in Parliament, Prime Minister Stephen Harper introduced him and he gave a very stirring speech. Whether or not you like our current Prime Minister, you cannot deny the veracity and the sincerity of his words and his commitment in support of Ukraine. Here now are those comments.
I would now like to invite the Right Honourable Prime Minister, Xavier Bertrand, the Premier Minister, to perform.
I'd like to now invite the Prime Minister to take the floor.
Merci beaucoup.
Thank you very much.
President du Sénat,
Speaker Kinsella,
le président de la Chambre
Speaker
des
Shear,
honorable
senators,
députés, distingués invités,
senators and colleagues,
distinguished guests. It's my great pleasure, I know our great pleasure, to welcome to Canada, to welcome to our Parliament today, the President of Ukraine and his wife, Petro and Marina Poroshenko. Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, Mr. President, for having briefly left your country in order to participate in this joint sitting of our Parliament. We know this is a crucial time for you and for Ukraine, and we greatly appreciate your presence here.
Mr. President, you will recall that in June, I was in your Parliament to witness you take the oath of office to, quote, protect the sovereignty and independence of Ukraine. I went to Kiev representing not only the government of Canada, not only the 1.2 million Canadians of Ukrainian descent. I went to Kiev representing all Canadians from all regions, all walks of life, and all parties represented in this Parliament to demonstrate our unwavering support for your nation's democratic future and for the independence of the Ukrainian people.
Mr. President, little time has passed since June. Just 4 months later, however, your country and our world are changed.
Mr. Putin's soldiers and their proxies have expanded their penetration into Ukrainian territory. More members of Ukraine's armed forces have been obliged to make the ultimate sacrifice. The world has witnessed the attack on flight MH17, a deplorable crime that took the lives of so many innocent people, including one Canadian. But Mr. President, what I told you in June has not changed.
Regardless of the challenges you may face in the future, whatever those threatening Ukraine's freedom may do, Ukraine will never be alone because Ukraine can count on Canada.
This commitment is almost as old as our country. It began in the late 19th century with the arrival in our West of tens of thousands of Ukrainian settlers, fleeing tyranny and poverty there to help build a free and prosperous society here, but never surrendering the dream that their homeland would one day also share that freedom and that prosperity. It was expressed in the 1960s by Prime Minister Diefenbaker and his demand that Khrushchev grant open elections to, quote, freedom-loving Ukrainians.
This friendship was shown anew at the end of the Cold War when Prime Minister Mulroney made Canada the first Western country to recognize a newly independent Ukraine.
And it was forcefully displayed again in this Parliament in 2008 when, led by our colleague James Bazan, we declared the Holodomor what it was, an act of genocide against the Ukrainian people. Canadians have now served proudly as observers for 7 successive Ukrainian elections. And just last week, I announced that when the Ukrainian people once again go to the polls, exercising their hard-won democratic rights on October 26th, Canadians will again be there in force.
And we will be working alongside our allies in order to offer other means of assistance to Ukraine.
Terminated our engagement with Mr. Putin's regime, suspending his Russia from the G7 and working to isolate it diplomatically. We've enacted tough sanctions on business interests tied to Russia's illegal occupation of Ukrainian territory. And just yesterday, Minister Baird announced additional measures.
We have delivered protective gear as well as medical and logistical equipment to help courageous Ukrainian soldiers defend their country and their families.
Providing significant financial assistance. Canada is also giving humanitarian aid to help Ukrainians affected by the conflict, including additional funds announced today. We've also deployed the Canadian Armed Forces as part of the reassurance mission to our NATO allies in Eastern Europe, and we have been unequivocal, Mr. President, in our support for the peace plan that you have been pursuing for the Ukrainian people. At the same time, let us be clear. Canada recognizes the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Ukraine, all of Ukraine. And whether it takes 5 months or 50 years to liberate it, we will never, ever recognize the illegal Russian occupation of any Ukrainian territory.
As you yourself said, there can be no compromise on this point. Canada will stand by its positions and continue to unequivocally speak out against Mr. Putin's lack of respect for the law, and we will continue to respond to Russian aggression with our allies.
In your inaugural address last June, you said, and I quote, "Nobody will turn Ukrainians into the slaves of criminals or the servants of a colonial power. The world," you said, "supports us."
Mr. President, free and democratic nations of the world support you.
Mr. Putin's dark and dangerous actions stand, for they have global security implications. And because, as I have said before, for Canadians, with our deep connections to the Ukrainian people, this is not to us just a matter of international law or political principle. This is a matter of kinship, this is a matter of family, this is personal, and we will stand by you.
Mr. President, generations of Ukrainian patriots have not fought for freedom in vain.
Ukrainian people have the right, like all free countries, to seek their own future, to seek a European future of hope, and never to return to the darkness of a Soviet past.
The Ukrainian people understandably want what we enjoy in the West: freedom, democracy, justice, prosperity.
Mr. President, freedom, democracy, justice, prosperity. These are not mere words. They are the very foundations of our country. And they are the values that Canada champions around the world, not out of selfish ambition, but because Canadians have always desired these things for all peoples.
When we help other peoples preserve their freedom, we are also ensuring our own.
Let me close, Mr. President, by commending you for showing leadership and courage and careful judgment in the face of ruthless and relentless intimidation, and for tirelessly pursuing peace, independence, and security for your people. Know that whatever lies ahead, Canada and Ukraine will continue to move forward together, confident that our shared dreams and aspirations are right, just, and good. I told you you would feel at home here. Mesdames et messieurs, ladies and gentlemen, please join me in welcoming a true friend of Canada, the President de l'Ukraine, the President of Ukraine, Petro Poroshenko.
Canada.
Canada's Prime Minister Stephen Harper in Parliament on Wednesday, September 17th, 2014, in welcome of Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko. The president's speech was almost a half hour, and there isn't time now to present it here. It is available on the internet, on YouTube. However, his speech to the rally on the steps of Parliament Hill was somewhat shorter. It summarized what he said inside, and lasted about 9 minutes. So here it is now.
Українська громада. Our dear Canadians, partners and friends. I'm very proud to stay here in front of you as an Ukrainian president. Welcome and thank you for the strong solidarity with Ukraine in this difficult time. Я привіз вам надзвичайно приємну новину. Вчора Верховна Рада України майже 75% голосів підтримала внесений мною проект ратифікації угоди України про асоціацію з Європейським Союзом. Для України. Це останнє прощання з Радянським Союзом. Це вікон, який ми перейшли до європейських цінностей, європейської демократії, свободи, свободи зібрань, свободи слова, європейських правил, запровадження інвестиційного клімату, боротьби з корупцією, верховенство права. Це все, що нам з вами в дуже короткий термін доведеться збудувати в Україні. І я хотів сказати, що війна, яка зараз розв'язана агресором проти нашої з вами батьківщини, не є виправданням відсутності реформ. Ми зараз маємо зупинити корупцію, ми зараз маємо провести вільне волевиявлення громадян і обрати новий нарешті проукраїнський парламент, проукраїнську Верховну Раду. Браво! І викинути з Верховної Ради п'яту колонну прихвостнів російських, які сьогодні тягнуть нас в наше минуле. Український народ продемонстрував це на президентських виборах і продемонструє це на виборах парламентських. І дуже важливо, що ми обов'язково переможемо в цій війні. Бо це є справжня війна за нашу незалежність. Хто сказав, що нам незалежність спала з неба? Що за нашу незалежність в 91-му ми не пролили ні краплі крові. І зараз українські герої боронять українську незалежність, боронять український суверенітет і територіальну цілісність нашої держави. Слава героям!
Слава!
Слава Україні!
Героям слава!
And I was very proud to speak today in the Canadian Parliament and have such a warm welcome of the Canadian government, Canadian Parliament, and Canadian society. I feel here myself like in home. And do you know why? Because of you. I told to the Parliament that as the Canadian Prime Minister Harper said, that Canada may be the most Ukrainian land outside of Ukraine. And I'm sure that this is true. I told them that the Canada and Ukraine are very close to each other. And Very close. And I'm absolutely sure. And I'm absolutely sure that not paying attention to the distance, the Ukraine is the most Canadian land outside of the Canada. And that's why the Canada was the first to support our independence. And that's why the Canada was the first to support Ukrainian appeal for the Holodomor. And that was the fact why Canada today is so close with us in this difficult time. Support us and supply financial support, economic support, cooperating with the military technical cooperation. Why? I told. Even if, and I told you not only as a Ukrainian president, and not only as a Ukrainian citizen, but as a father of soldier, that even if Canadian bulletproof jacket and Canadian helmets save the hundreds and thousands life of Ukrainian soldiers, that's a great deal which Canada do for us. Today we developed the strong and very important program for our cooperation in energy sphere, in supporting the trust fund, in cooperation with NATO, in economy, in satellite, in communication, in agriculture, but in security. But the most important fact, Canada, stronger than ever, support our independence. Canada provide very important steps to keep the world united in supporting Ukraine. Organize the solidarity of the whole world with Ukraine. Introducing yesterday the sanction against aggressor. And I think the leading role of the Canada is very appreciated by Ukrainians and supported by Ukrainian diaspora here in Canada. I told you, but today, my first visit in Canada, I've never been here, believe me. Yes! And I'm full.
Viva Levo! Viva Levo! Viva Levo! Viva Levo!
And I thank you for this absolutely unique atmosphere. Do you know what I'm feeling? From the first step from the airplane, I am at home. And the people greeting me on the street, and the number of Ukrainian flag, and the level of support people of Canada demonstrate for Ukraine means the victory will be ours. The peace we bring to Ukraine, the stability and the territorial integrity would be with us. And all of that because of you. Слава Україні!
Героям
слава! Слава Канаді! Слава канадсько-українській дружбі!
Слава!
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 Thank you, Mr. President, for your very powerful words.
And it was a great thrill to be there, to be able to shake the man's hand. He's actually very, very tall, much more handsome in person than on TV or in pictures. And he exuded a warmth and a sincerity. I certainly hope that I wasn't just dazzled, and that warmth I detected was genuine, and that Ukraine is in good hands with President Petro Poroshenko. Let's keep our fingers crossed, send out those prayers and good thoughts to Ukraine, and hope that this war ends soon and in victory for Ukraine. Now a few words from my host in Ottawa.
This is Irina Bell, producer and host of the Ukrainian Hour radio program on chinradioottawa.com, with warm greetings to Pavlina and the listeners of Nash Holos on AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver. It's been a pleasure to have Pavlina in Ottawa for the visit of Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko. It's been an exciting time. You can check the Nash Holos Facebook page for photos of the visit. All the best to Nash Holos listeners in Vancouver and Nanaimo for many more years of interesting broadcasts.
Here's what's coming up this week in Vancouver's Ukrainian community. On Wednesdays, catch Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio broadcasting live from Nanaimo to North and Central Vancouver Island, the Gulf Islands, the Sunshine Coast, Washington State, and Greater Vancouver. Wednesdays from 12 to 1 p.m. on CHLY 101.7 FM, Radio Malaspina. Starting Saturday, November 1st, 2014, Nash Holos will move to its new time slot, 6 p.m. Saturdays. So mark the change in your calendar and make sure to join us in our new time slot here at Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio on AM 1320 CHMB and online at am1320.com, 6 p.m. Saturdays starting on Saturday, November 1st. Contact TV airs on multicultural channel Omni 1 and on channel 8 on Shaw Cable Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. with a repeat broadcast the following Monday at noon. If you have announcements or story ideas you'd like aired on Contact, please email them at studio@contact.ca. That's studio@kontakt.ca. And at 5 p.m. next Sunday evening, flip your radio dial right back here to AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver or catch the live stream at am1320.com and join me for another hour of fun on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. In between broadcasts, you'll find upcoming events, program information, audio archives, podcast feeds, and much more at www.nashholos.com. From Winnipeg, that was the Canadian Rhythm Masters from their self-titled CD and the Yale Waltz. Ну, ми вже скінчили нашу програму, вже час додому і сказати до побачення, але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. В гостях добре, дома ліпше. У вас тепло, але в нас тепліше. And our proverb of the week translates quite loosely as, it is good to visit, but it is better to come home. And I say amen to that. Well, that just about wraps up another edition of Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. Once again, so glad to be back home, although I had a wonderful visit away and hope to be able to do that again soon. In the meantime, we'll wrap up our show with one more tune from another group from Winnipeg, the Ukrainian Old Timers and George's Polka. I'm Pavlina on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and AM 1320. Thanks for listening and Dobranich!